What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Finally, the herbs come around.
Marijuana as herb is the healing of the nation. Herb is to be free. There's no man should be an herb.
Ganja is the most important thing in our country, more than food.
For criminalized people, just a little spliff, I don't think it really worth it, you know?
Responses to the question, do you support the government's plans to decriminalize ganja for specific purposes? The much-anticipated legislation to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act and facilitate the decriminalization of ganja has been tabled in the Houses of Parliament. We tell you more about the ganja law reforms in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Aldean Campbell.
Mama da send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she no have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Ma, I go work hard, cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Dangerous Drugs Amendment Bill is proposing a number of changes. The act was enforced in 1948 and last amended in 1987. Law in its current form prohibits the cultivation, production, import, export, trading, possession, and use of ganja.
The bill that has been approved by Cabinet and tabled amends the law, taking into account recent developments in other jurisdictions, our local culture, and our need for economic advancement, without violating our international obligations.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. The first step in the reform process was achieved with the passage of the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Amendment Act 2014. The act came into effect on October 12, 2014.
That act has removed the attachment of a criminal record for possession of small quantities or smoking ganja. Administrative arrangements have been put in place to facilitate the expungement of past records.
Here's an outline of the general amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act to support the ganja reform measures.
The bill amends the definition of ganja so as to exclude hemp. It makes the possession of 2 ounces or less of ganja a ticketable infraction that is not subject to powers of arrest or detention, is dealt with outside the court system, and does not result in a criminal record. The bill removes the existing offense of smoking ganja from the Dangerous Drugs Act and makes smoking ganja in public places a ticketable infraction that is not subject to powers of arrest or detention, again, is dealt with outside the court system and does not result in a criminal record. The bill permits the cultivation of 5 or less ganja plants on any premises, which be regarded as being for medicinal or therapeutic use of the leaves or for horticultural purposes.
The provisions of the bill also permit the use of ganja by Rastafarians for religious purposes. This amendment empowers the minister responsible for justice to authorize a person, group of persons, or organization that is a member of the Rastafarian faith to cultivate ganja on designated land for sacred reasons.
It also allows the minister, on application, to declare an event, an exempt event, where he's satisfied that it is promoted or sponsored by a person, group of persons, or organization adherent to the Rastafarian faith, and is primarily for the purpose of the celebration or observance of the Rastafarian faith. This means that persons will not be subject to penalty for conveying to or possession or smoking of ganja at the event.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. Join us again next time as we look at other proposed changes under the ganja law reform. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Aldean Campbell. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.